Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague, Jonathan Schanzer, executive director of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. He's writing most recently in Commentary Magazine. The title is The Campaign Between the Wars. We're looking at the seven fronts and how the anticipation was for several years that there is a day coming when we need to prepare by weakening the enemy now, not waiting for the final confrontation on the front line. And there is either a statement or implicit in the essay, Jonathan, that something was missed, and the missed part was Hamas. Why were they not regarded as the significant threat the Hezbollah represented or Iran represented? Why were they demoted?
Well, John, the Hamas, I think, was seen as a tactical threat by Israel. They didn't believe that there was, in Israel, they didn't believe that there was truly a threat that would be able to spark the kind of war that we have watched unfold for the last 676 days. That this was, you know, a terrorist group, a sort of a weaker link in that axis of resistance, as they called it. So they didn't believe that something like this was even possible. I think also the way that Israel viewed it was that there was no attempt to keep the group weak because there were wars that were happening every couple of years, 2008, 2012, 2014, 2021. Every time Israel went to war, they would weaken the group. So there didn't seem to be this need to strike inside Gaza without attribution. They were doing so with attribution, and they were doing so on the regular. So when you think about what Israel, you know, what its strategy was, their thinking was, look, we're going to keep weakening these other fronts that look like they're, you know, significant threats, and they don't want to see overt war rage on their borders. They didn't want to spark a wider war, so they kept it in the gray zone. But with Hamas, it was open. It was outward. What they didn't seem to understand was that there were strategic threats, in fact, even possibly existential threats when we look back at this war, that they just didn't assess. And so, you know, what it indicates to me, John, is that they just didn't see all of the threats in a cohesive way. I'm not sure whether a gray zone campaign would have mattered so much had Israel decided to try to wage it in Gaza. I think we probably still would have seen those occasional wars erupt. I think Israel's response would have been very similar. But I do think that they missed the broader strategic picture. And I think that that's really a criticism that I level at the Israelis in this essay and commentary that, look, you can try to prolong a war, but if you're not thinking about every front and you're missing what looked like a tactical threat, but is in fact a strategic one, well, then the entire strategy of the campaign between the wars was perhaps not as advertised.
I'm told by a colleague of yours, Jonathan Saya, that the physicists associated with the suspect nuclear weapons program in Iran are in hiding. Is the war between, is the campaign between the wars back? Is the gray zone back?
In my view, yes. I mean, I think that the Israelis, at least as we understand it right now, are still carrying out attacks inside Iran, that there are teams of whether they're Mossad agents or they are contractors or they are just allies. But it looks like the campaign is continuing apace inside Iran, even after the guns have fallen silent. I think that the nuclear scientists are part of that gray zone operation, and the Iranians understand that those nuclear scientists are endangered species. They understand that if they continue to operate out in the open, that there's a very high likelihood that the Israelis or their allies or their contractors may take them out. And so you're watching these people go underground. I believe that there could be a campaign between the wars against Iran's ballistic missile program because the Israelis don't want to see it ramp back up. There will be a campaign between the wars against Iran's nuclear program should the regime decide to start moving in that direction again. I would be shocked if the Israelis didn't take certain measures to try to contain those programs. These are the kinds of threats that Israel do that they don't want to see metastasize or to expand. And so it's in their interest. The only thing that I'll just note here, John, is that the campaign between the wars, specifically in Iran, could come at a cost for Israel because the regime there still maintains ballistic missile capabilities. And the Israelis don't want more ballistic missiles raining down on them. They, of course, sustained 500 ballistic missile attacks during that 12-day war, maybe a few more than that. Many of them got through, as we know, and they caused significant damage. The Israelis would rather that not happen again. And so the campaign between the wars is riskier now for Israel in that respect, because the Iranian regime doesn't really seem to have a problem launching missiles at Israel. So while I think that the campaign in Lebanon is probably fairly safe, the campaign in Syria is probably safe. You can attack these enemies, these proxies of Iran with, I think, greater impunity. With Iran itself, there may be a greater risk. And so, look, this is always the calculus with gray zone war. You know, how far are you willing to go to achieve your objectives? This is, I think, what we need to watch with Israel and the Islamic Republic in the weeks and months and perhaps even years ahead. But I do see this as the primary strategy for not allowing Iran to get back to its previous threat level.
Shara in Damascus, he's an unknown. Is that correct? That's where we're going to leave it, whether he's in the gray zone or not right now. We have about a minute.
Yeah, I mean, look, what the Israelis did is they took out almost the entire Syrian military, all of its platforms, after the Assad regime fell. That was part of the campaign between the wars. It was designed to keep Syria weak. The question now is whether Shara is going to try to rebuild and whether the Israelis are going to have to weaken him again. It really depends on the kinds of capabilities that he mounts, whether there's any strategic threats posed to Israel, whether Israel feels compelled to weaken them again and again.
Jonathan Shanzer, Executive Director of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, writing The Campaign Between the Wars in Commentary Magazine.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Celebrate over 100 years of steak perfection during the Omaha Steaks Anniversary Sale. Save 50% site-wide on USDA certified tender steaks and more. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code CERTIFIED at OmahaSteaks.com today. Don't wait. Shop the anniversary sale at OmahaSteaks.com to save 50% on legendary steaks and more. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code CERTIFIED. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.